This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States military has confirmed that it carried out another airstrike against al-Shabaab militants. It was the third airstrike in less than 2 weeks. Sunday's strike was in support of Somali government forces. The Somali government earlier reported the strike was in an area where federal and U.S.-trained forces were fighting the militants. There was no word on whether militants were injured or killed. Both the U.S. and Somali government said there were no civilian casualties. Al-Shabaab, however, said in a statement published online that government forces supported by the United States did not succeed in Sunday's fighting. Previous airstrikes took place July 20th and 23rd in the same vicinity. These are the first airstrikes against al-Shabaab in Somalia since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. The United States and Britain on Sunday blamed Iran for a drone attack last week on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday, "We are confident that Iran conducted this attack." The top U.S. diplomat said there was no justification for the attack on the Mercer Street oil tanker in the North Arabian Sea. Blinken said the attack threatens freedom of navigation through this crucial waterway, international shipping and commerce, and the lives of those on the vessels involved. He said the U.S. is consulting with allies and governments in the Middle East, in his words, on an appropriate response, which will be forthcoming. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said, "We believe this attack was deliberate, targeted, and a clear violation of international law by Iran. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack." You're listening to VOA News. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed 8 lives raged for a 5th day. Blazes also hit Greece, Italy, and Spain. Fanned by soaring temperatures and strong winds, with experts saying that climate change increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes, this year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than the previous average, this according to EU data. Turkey is suffering its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey has no firefighting planes, even though one-third of its territory is forested. Fires are becoming increasingly frequent. According to EU figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021 so far. That's compared with an average of 43 by this point in the years between 2008 and 2020. Chinese cities rolled out mass testing of millions of people and imposed fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battle to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreak in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with the cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread to over 20 cities and more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday that elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023. That extends the military's initial timeline given when it deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's grip for nearly 2.5 years instead of the initial 1-year timeline the army announced days after the coup. And Kosovo's president on Sunday awarded a medal to the late son of U.S. President Joe Biden for his service in helping to build the country's justice system after war ended there more than 2 decades ago. Bo Biden worked in Kosovo after the Kosovo War ended in 1993. He helped train local prosecutors and judges for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Former Attorney General for Delaware died in 2015 of cancer at age 46.